Monday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9watd.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back to Monday Night Talk on 95.9 WATD. This is your host, Joe Rossi. And we are now joined by a very special guest from Marshfield Community Christmas, George Earle. George, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just want to say it's a pleasure to be on your station here. And, geez, I'll tell you, I got four letters, okay? You know what the four letters are?
What are the four letters?
H-E-L-P.
Help.
Yeah. Help. We are way behind.
Mm. Yeah, Christine James was telling me that. That's how every year I learn about what's going on. I know Christine James in the news department. Make sure that they have you on early and often.
Got to keep hammering away.
What seems to be? I mean, we got 10 days. What? We got 11 days till Christmas. 10 days.
The main problem is your weather. The weather is not putting anybody into the Christmas,
George, I ordered a snowblower. Nobody wants snow. Nobody wants snow more than I do. And Larry wants to test out his Subaru. We want the snow. There's just other folks who
don't
want it.
I just need a little more chilly weather. Okay. Get people, people had two kids in today in short sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
I know. Unreal.
It's not the way to work.
For folks who don't know, what is Marshfield Community Christmas? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a program that started in 1979. It's actually a spin-off for the Kiwanis. They're a nice organization. And they would, Buddy Nagel, I don't know if anybody remembers Buddy, they used to do the, or still do the Thanksgiving deliveries. Mm-hmm. Now, a group of that organization got together with other people and they decided, why don't we do something for Christmas? So they formed this group and it's, I'm going to read the names.
Sure, help yourself, George.
It was Dale Stilton, Lois Martin, Harriet Branham, Martha Collins, Bud Nagel, Paul Corkery, Jerry McCarthy, Jim Johnson, Dick Brightman, Cookie Kingston, Georgia Blatmore, Lenny Williams, Mary Jane LaPierre, and Joe Linsky.
Well, it's a heck of a list.
So they put this program together, and like I said, the first year they did 56 families and 154 kids. Last year, we did 352 families, 711 kids.
Wow. So the need is there.
You have more people say to me in Marshfield, things have changed. Things have changed quite a bit in this town. A lot of immigrants are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a problem with communication with them, but they're such nice people. But it's now Marshfield's growing, and just keeps right on to its.
I know you hold an annual telethon. How did that do to kind of at least get you moving and going?
That worked out very well. Our vice president Mike Maresco, we raised close to almost $15,000. But that's gone already.
You go right through it.
Oh yeah. The shoppers are out. And you know how it works. People come in, they sign up. They have to be a Marshfield resident. Once they sign up, then we're waiting for donations. We can't move without donations. Once they come in, the shoppers go out. Once the shoppers come back, it's bagging time, So it's a long process. But I've been with them since 1980. So I've seen a lot of changes.
So you're a newbie.
You're right.
It's a long time. Long time.
Yeah.
I watched some of them grow up.
35 years.
It's a lot of great families.
George, why don't you talk to the people out there that are listening about some of the things that you guys are looking for? If somebody's out there and they're looking for the best way to donate to you guys, how do they do that, and what are you guys really looking for there?
Okay, everybody buys for the little kids. Who do they forget?
Probably the kids who are like 10, 11, 12.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Is a main one. So anything for a teenager, and that could be from a tape deck, headphones, sweatshirts, well, basketball, soccer balls, movie passes. People don't realize that when they're on vacation, they go to the movies. Mm. So those make nice backpacks, CD players. That was for the boys. The girls, jewelry, lotion, sweaters, boots, hair accessory, headphones, scarves, phone cases, wallet, basketball, soccer balls, board games. Board games that the whole family can play. That's one of the things we're kind of looking at, that get back to the family playing together with some game, you know. I think that's lost
instead
a lot
of being doing that social media stuff there.
Yeah, exactly. We and some makeup kits, you know, it's nice. But you're probably better off to ask me what I don't need.
Is it a shorter list? Is it a shorter list?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we are 501c, tax exempt, which is great. Right. You know, every year you must apply. Every year. So we're located right now at the Marshall Fairgrounds. We're generally open 12 to 6, but as you can see, we've been keeping later hours. We're open every day. I want to thank the Marshall Fair Association at this time. We've been there now 25 years.
Fantastic.
Wow.
And they pay for the heat and lights.
It's a great location, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows where it is.
The Kiwanis has got their tree sales. And
they start today.
Oh, my God. They came over and they handed me a check for $2,000.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That'll go quick, though.
Yeah, it does. You know, you're looking at figures and you're just... But all you can do is stand in the door and watch the shoppers come in.
So hey, you guys are going to be making your delivery soon. So getting donations now is going to be key so you can start making those deliveries at the end of the week.
But people just aren't into the spirit yet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody that has come in, and I said, gee, how come, you know, what's, he says, I'm sorry, so I'm so late, but it doesn't feel like it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's what's nailing us to the, you know, I'm not looking for a snowstorm now.
Just the dusting.
Just the dusting would be enough to wake us right up.
Get the plows out. That'll get everybody in the mood.
Yes, exactly.
Well, if you'd like to mail in a check, you can mail it to the Marshall Community Christmas, P.O. Box 713, Marshall, Mass., 02050. And if you would like to call us, 781-837-8405. You know, help us to help others. That's like I said again, the telephone was very good. I want to thank Roach Brothers because we ended up having a Christmas kettle there, which turned out very good.
Oh, okay.
You know, so Marshall Community Christmas is all volunteers; nobody gets paid.
Mm, that's amazing. You know? Yeah,
it's just something that's really it's neighbor helping neighbor. You know, no child should go without Christmas, and that's what we're trying to do. Again, delivery pickup will start December 19th. But we'll do a lot of phone call type stuff. In other words, we'll call them to come in at a different time and they can bring in their proper identity. And we put together a pretty good, in the building itself, all right, we have the gifts. Okay. Now they're all bagged. Mm. And then they also get a $25 food gift certificate for one of the stores.
Hmm.
While they're in there, we have canned goods downstairs. We have Christmas decorations. We have winter jackets. We have freezers, you know, for turkeys that are in there. And we also use the stage area in the Marshall Fairgrounds in the back. And we take in good used furniture while we're there. That's what I call the care program, you know.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's very... very handy for people, you know. So,
I guess the thing that I wanted to ask, and that is who are some of your other partners? Who else do you find yourself working with this time of year?
Oh my
Who's
God,
getting involved? Do you have other departments getting involved in stuff in Marshfield here?
It's we have quite a few that are the schools, and it's better to ask who doesn't get involved.
Right.
But there's so much. I can't tell you how many people, because right now I'm being overwhelmed by the call. Everybody's calling, and it's going to bring stuff into us, you know. The police department will be coming in shortly with their, you know, their stuff truck thing. That's, but there's so many people. I wish I could name them all, you know. But
well, that's impossible.
It's impossible.
That's impossible. So, because you're going to forget somebody, and somebody will get upset. George forgot me again. Trust me, Joe and I will name people, and we'll forget four or five people.
Let me tell you something. It's December 1995. It's Christmas Eve. Now, you got a picture of what I'm talking about. I'm down at the headquarters, and I've got two volunteers. And, you know, we're waiting for our people to help if anybody's coming. I figure we got the time. So this guy walks in with his daughter. So I give him an application for help, right? He says to me, no. He says, I'm here to donate. Oh, well, that's really good, you know. So the two volunteers that are with me, they're kind of laughing, like, now, what are you guys laughing about, you know? As it turned out to be, Steve Tyler and his daughter, Chelsea.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, that's great.
That was the year he brought in the Lion King stuff, you know?
They tell you to walk this way to his car so he can give you some stuff?
Yeah. Oh, give me a kiss.
But we've had a lot of people help us. Joe Perry helped us make deliveries, you know? But the newspapers picked up that one on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's great.
Well, George, now is the time for you to give the home run swing so we can send you off. And so if folks want to get involved, when do they have it up until? Would you take donations all year round or just up until Christmas Day?
Well, you can mail checks in all year round because you start building up.
Okay.
But I'm going to be there Christmas Eve. You know, I've been even on Christmas Day because I got a call and the family didn't. And we put together the package. They were little kids, so they didn't know one day from another. But the cases of people coming in needing help, when you're talking to them, you have no idea what's happening to them. And it works on me because I see things. Thank God we got this program. It's a necessity. I can't just... I need to push that, too, because without it, there'd be a lot of families... and little kids going without Christmas. So let's make sure that does not happen, you know.
Website, phone number, address.
MarshallCommunityChristmas.com. Address again, Marshall Community Christmas, P.O. Box 713, Marshall, Mass., 02050, 781-837-8405.
Awesome.
Thanks.
George, we want to thank you so much for joining us. We will expect an update.
You will.
And you've made friends here with myself and Joan. We'll definitely look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good to me, friends. Right?
There he is. George Earl, make sure if you have something, and remember, this is specifically for Marshfield residents, so if you want to donate, as George says, any time is a good time.